Did you have the way they defended their post against Kentucky and the way you guys came out of the Georgia game? Was there kind of a little extra edge to you tonight?
We had a lot more to do with us then, and we were more concerned with how we performed against Georgia. And it was a team effort. It wasn't just me coming out and trying to prove my stuff. It was everyone coming out and making sure that everyone knew that that wasn't the way that we were going to finish out the season.
You guys both had career highs tonight, and four guys, scored double figures. What do you think the synergy was just overall for where everybody was playing the best tonight?
I think it was a combination of, you came against Georgia, no one really came out to play. And then over the past few days, we've been working a lot of offense, and we were just really clicking the last few days and came out tonight. And we were loose, straight shoulders, just go out and have fun before the game. We're in the locker room, just having fun. And I think that's a big part of it, just came out and enjoyed the game.
Both of you comments, please, start with AJ. Kevin said that you guys, playing tonight, was just focused on being the aggressor. Talk about that.
Coach talked about before the game, the Kentucky game here, and he told us before that we had to go out and throw the first punch, we had to be the aggressor, and he brought that back up again and told us the same thing tonight, we had to go out and be the aggressor, make sure we threw the first punch and kept throwing punches after that, and we did a great job of it, kept them pretty low scoring the first half and managed to put some points on the board.
Like what AJ said, mainly we just came out just being loose, being aggressive, like Coach told us to move the ball, drop the ball, and we had a chance to drop the ball. And, we just having fun out there. I think we had fun and smiling, joking around, and I think when we play like that, I mean, we can win a lot of ball games.
Jermaine, what was the difference in your guys' confidence coming out tonight as opposed to, the last two games? I mean, you're not going to shots, and you look like y'all kind of got on a roll as opposed to going in the other direction like you did.
Right. I mean, we don't really have anything to lose right now. I mean, well, we know our standings right now and conference and stuff like that. So I mean, but our season's far from over, and our coaching staff know that, our team know that. So we just trying to get better and just have fun and see every opportunity we have.
Jermaine, can you talk about the packing and press
and what that's like? South Carolina forced a lot of turnovers. We had a lot this game too, I think. But Coach told us to just once you pass half court, just attack the rim, and that's what we did. AJ had some layups, Jeff had some layups. We just attacked the rim.
What was it like coming out of that Georgia game? You guys, I'm sure you could play a lot better. How do you kind of react as a team in the days following that kind of game?
Well, everybody knew we had a bad game. So we just bounced back. We had some team meetings, some gatherings, stuff like that. We just focused in. We knew anything could happen. So we just trying to focus in and get better.
This is a really young team, and you guys are two of the leaders, even though there's no seniors. How do you, in the process of a season, try to capitalize on wins like this and keep them moving?
Over the next few days, we just have to start building again. We've got two more days of practice before the LSU game, and Monday, Tuesday, and we're just going to have to come out and try and get better every day. As you said, we're a young team, and when you're young, it's important to try and make the most of every day and make sure that every day you leave the court knowing that you got better. And as leaders, we just have to try and make sure that as individuals, we also get better and help the team get better as well.
For either of you, how much did it help though in those first couple minutes when the first second shot started falling? How much did just seeing the ball go through the hoop, no matter who was shooting, helps keep the feeling loose?
It helps us a lot. Anytime you see a shot fall down, it feels good, whether it's me, AJ, or Jeff. But our main goal was just to win the first 5 minutes of the game. And we just won the first 5 minutes of the game, and we just kept building on that stretch and just kept building and building.
Jermaine, when you guys put together a performance like this, does it make you kind of look back at some of the other games that y'all had this year and kind of make you really let someone get away?
Yes, it does, but the only thing we can do now is just look ahead. We still have a lot of opportunities left ahead of us, so... the past is the past. We're just looking ahead to our next game, next opponent, next practice.